don't like to play with Ford. He doesn't talk right, and he walks funny. My brother doesn't seem to care, though.
You shouldn't treat Ford badly just because he's different. What if people treated you that way? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. So there's a boy at my church who kind of reminds me of Ford from our story today. He looks a little different, and he sounds a little different when he talks, too. However, he loves church because more than anything, he knows that Jesus loves him no matter what. That's great news for you and me, because even if we don't have trouble walking or talking, we're certainly not perfect, right? Jesus loves us no matter what, just like he loves Ford and my friends at church. He loves us because he made us, just like it says in Exodus chapter 4, verse 11, "Who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord?" Well, let's learn more about it. Here's our story today. It's called Broken Shells. Nolan and his sister Destiny were having a wonderful vacation at the seashore. They spent hours on the beach, swimming, building sandcastles, hunting for shells, and making new friends. "Want to come and find shells with me and Ford?" Nolan asked his sister one day. "He knows where to find some big ones." "Ford," Destiny said, "you're not going to play with him, are you? He talks funny, and he can't walk well either." "So, that doesn't mean we can't play with him," said Nolan. "He's really nice. I like him." "Well, if you're not careful, nobody else will want to play with you," Destiny replied. "I'll find my own shells, thanks." When Destiny met up with Nolan later, she saw he had several very nice shells. "Wow, Nolan, those are so big. All I found are small ones," she sighed. "I wish I had gone with you."
"Even though Ford went with me?" Nolan asked.
Destiny blushed and glanced at Mom. "That's a fair question," said Mom. "I heard how you feel about Ford." She picked up one of Nolan's shells and held it out. "Look at this closely." Destiny took the shell and examined it. "It has a broken edge," she said in surprise. She picked up another one. "And this one has a small crack. I thought they had to be perfect to be worth keeping, but these are still much nicer than mine." "You seem to be treating people the same way you've been treating shells," said Mom. "Ford doesn't look perfect to you, so you threw him away. You refused to play with him. I'm glad that's not how Jesus treats us, aren't you?" Destiny looked at the floor and nodded. "None of us is perfect, but Jesus loves us anyway," said Mom. "We may not have the problems Ford does, but we all have a problem with sin. But instead of throwing us away, Jesus died to save us. That's how much he loves us, all of us. We may not understand why God allows Ford to have the difficulties he does, but we know he loves him and has a purpose for his life." Destiny turned to her brother. "Do you think Ford would help us find more shells tomorrow?" she asked. Nolan smiled. "I'm sure he would." So how about you? Do you know someone who has a physical challenge or a special need? Do you treat them with kindness and include them in activities? Or do you stay away from them? No one's perfect. We're all sinful. But Jesus didn't stay away from us. He came to earth and died because he loves each one of us. Treat everyone with the same love that he has shown you. Once again, our key verse.
Exodus 4:11. "Who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord?"
And our key thought for today, every person is loved by God. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. Just grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org and click on Shop. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.